USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Russian President Vladimir Putin's military convoys continue to stall heading toward Kyiv, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told Fox News that Russian forces were not prepared for the resistance they received.
Clearly, he wants to make a move on Kyiv. He's actually approaching on three lines of major access in Ukraine. He's kind of divided his forces, if you will. He's coming up from the south, he's coming in from the northeast, and of course down towards the north, towards Kyiv. What we assess is that Mr. Putin did not adequately plan for Ukrainian resistance to be this stiff, this determined, this well-armed, and this capable.
The Parental Rights in Education Bill, also named the Don't Say Gay Bill by LGBTQ activists, has now been passed by both the Florida Senate and the House. The bill would limit what classrooms can teach about sexual orientation and gender identity. The bill would also allow parents to sue schools or teachers that engage in these topics. This is USA Radio News.
This report sponsored by IBM. Supply chain shortages and backups have been felt across the world, and one cause for this might surprise you. The new X-Force Threat Intelligence report from IBM Security reveals that ransomware attacks on the manufacturing industry have contributed to a heavy burden on supply chains, with unpatched vulnerabilities becoming the leading cause of manufacturing attacks. Charles Henderson, head of IBM X-Force.
Criminals are taking advantage of our fragile supply chain by targeting manufacturing organizations with ransomware. We'll soon start to see the costs of attacks passed down to consumers. And while businesses need to focus on managing vulnerabilities, consumers should be wary of the links they click. Criminals love to impersonate consumers' favorite brands.
The world's most popular tech brands are commonly spoofed to gain access to consumers' personal info, so personal security is of the utmost importance. To learn more, visit ibm.com/security.
The Supreme Court may be looking at new rules for social media. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Byrne.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is hinting that social media companies should be held liable for posts put on their sites. Justice Thomas saying the law known as Section 230, which grants immunity to those companies from lawsuits, is too broad. Thomas's claim was made as the court refused to take up a case out of Texas where a woman sued Facebook after being forced into sex trafficking.
A federal jury began deliberating in the case against a Texas man whose trial was the first for hundreds of people charged in the riot at the U.S. Capitol last year. Guy Wesley Reffitt is charged with storming the Capitol with a holstered handgun strapped to his waist and interfering with police officers guarding the Senate doors. He's also charged with threatening his teenage children if they reported him to law enforcement after that attack on January 6, 2021. Reffitt of Wiley, Texas, didn't testify at his trial. This is USA Radio News.
Nobody moves. If you try to make any moves, you're dangling yourself and the airplane.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
As the attack on Ukraine continues from Russia, there are now over 2 million people who have had to leave the country. And while everybody thinks about the soldiers and the families who are involved in the fighting, many children have also been affected. Here's a 10-year-old refugee from Ukraine, Anna Maria Masluska.
If war stops, I really want to go home because they're my friends, they're beautiful park and the playgrounds behind my house. They're my toys, they're my friends, and I don't know where my friends now. Oh, I really worried that, and because I don't know where they are.
At least half of the total number of refugees are children fleeing to Poland, Hungary, Romania, Slovakia, and other Eastern European countries. A group convened by the World Health Organization said it now strongly supports urgent and broad access to booster doses amid the global spread of Omicron, in a reversal of the UN agency's insistence last year that boosters weren't necessary and contributed to vaccine inequity. If you're looking for a new airline, startup discount carrier Breeze Airways said it will add 35 routes from 10 more cities, including some on the West Coast this summer, in an aggressive expansion just as jet fuel prices are soaring to an 8-year high. Breeze has been flying in mostly the southeast and east since it began operating last May. The airline will add flights this summer to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and Jacksonville, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.